Good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Anida, packet 6D, in Yanni Kasamim. Today we'll address what do you do when you find a Kesem Tahar? Should you do a Bedika? Is it good to do a Bedika? Or is it better not to do a Bedika? And if checking if a Bedika is better, so then why is the Gemara and Rishonim silent about doing a bedika after you find a kesem tahor? So let's just think about a kesem tamei first, and then we'll go into kesem tahor. So if you have a kesem tamei, so what about, do you need to check there? Right? If the person has a kesem tamei, they have kigris vod, and it's not on a davar makabel tuma. Sorry, and it is on a davar makabel tuma, and it's not on tzavoinim, and you have all the tanaim you need for kesem. So do you need to check if you tell me to write so, or so Shulchan Aruch says at the beginning Hilchos Kesamim Kuf Tzadi Lefilu Badka Umatza Tahira. So if she finds a Kesem Tame and then she does a Bedik and she finds herself Tahor, she's still Tame. So the Bedik doesn't help, right? If you find a Kesem Tame, so Bedik is not going to help, and you're going to be chayiv in all the pretty much everything. Like a regular Nida Deraisa. So we're familiar with what makes a Kesem Tahor. It says in Shulchan Aruch and Kotzadi, hey, Lo Gazru al Kesem Eli im Kain Yesh Bo Kigris Va'od, V'kol Zman She'en Kazeh HaShir Anotonu Lomar Dam Kina. So you have to have that Shir, another Tanai is in Halacha Yud, if it's not Makabal Tuma, right, it's a Davash Eino Makabal Tuma, Lo Gazru, and Al Big Deit Zivoinim, Tahira. So what do you do if you have all the other trappings of a Kesem Tame? It's just, it's not enough, right? There's not enough Dam for Kegris V'od, or you have enough dam, but it's just not on a davar. It's on a davar she'enu makabel tuma. So should you do a bedika? So let us take a look at the Shari Tahara. It's kind of a good introduction to the Shari Tahara is on page 17. It's a good introduction to the question. So I'm just going to read it. So first he brings the Chedushim Ibu'urim who says that you should, Yuchayev actually. So he said, in response to Shari Tahara says, Vatvarav Tmoim, right? On the Chedushim Ibu'urim that he says you should do a Yuchayev and a Bedika after you find a Kesem Tahara, Kesem Tahor. Vatvarav Tmoim Shahari Im Kain Havi Alkoponim Lahaposkim Harishoinim or Haachroinim Lahazkir Dinze should have been mentioned. She should want to kesem, she tiv doik atzmo. She finds a kesem tahor that she should check. Umidlo his kiru davreze, mashma she'ain srichin liv doik atzmo. Umishum, shema acher. She kesem ze tahor, who lo nakshav ha kesem le reusa. Right? Because all called it tahor. So then there's no reusa here. She doesn't have any reason that she needs to investigate. Chazal called it tahor. Ain't sricha divdoik atzma. Milvad ze hi mikavon she'anu toilin shekesem ze ba me'alma. Right, part of the reason why Chazal called it tahor is because we're assuming it's coming from outside of her, from somewhere else. Oh me'amacholis coming from the bug. Imkain eza siben nechayev bedika. Chazal are telling us that it's coming from somewhere else. So why should we have to check? Ach, l'choyre yesh loymer she be'im isha matzah kesem al davar she'enu makabel tuma she ze titzrich livdoik atzmo u'mishum shahari b'metzius kesem ze hu dam gomor v'en v'anu yoydim sheba migufa. So if it's the case of the kesem tahor is that it's just not a davar she'enu makabel tuma, so it's actual dam, and we know it's coming from her body. V'hai de lo tima chazal kesem ze mifnei shenim sal davashen makabel tuma. It's just, you know, a technicality. She's tahor because of technicality. The imkain af she afshar the tama oisa al yedei zeh. We can't metama her because Chazal said she's tahor on a technicality of al soif kal sof of al sof sof have a reusa. But it's a reusa. It's dumb, and it's coming from her body. Why should we check in order to clarify? So he's saying the other side that there's a reason, you know, it really is a re'usa, it's dam, it's coming from her body. It's a really good reason that we should actually do a bedika, even though Chazal called it tahor. He's saying it's reasonable that we should do a bedika after a kesem tahor to clarify, because there really is a reusa now. According to Rabbi Al Yoshev, Rabbi Yoshev felt that it was rui v'rotzui to do a bedika, and mikal v'chomer, right? Gonna get the page here. I'm just gonna find it. So it's on page 11. So Yoshev said it's Rui Viratsoi to do a bedik after Kesem Tahor. And he has a Kavachomer. He said we see that in Shulchan Aruch that she's considered Mushubachas if she does a bedik. And she's Mishubechas even if it's Bimei Taharasa, right? She's Mishubechas even if it's Bimei Taharasa, which is, Bimei Taharasa is when she doesn't usually find Dam, and still she's Mishubechas. So Kal Chomer, she's going to be Mishubach if she does a bedika when she's matzah kesem, which is a reusa, right? She's found dumb. And if in the case it's on a davar mekabel tuma, a davar shem mekabel tuma, it came from her body, right? The only it's, she's this tahor because of technicality, but it's dumb from her body, so that's a reusa. So if when she's in bemei tahor she gets a meshubeche, so certainly when she has a reusa, flying a dumb from her body in the form of a kesem tahor. And then he throws in, the Rebbe Yoshev adds, that's all, shekehayom leka hagashos klal. They don't have a gashos. We don't have a gashos. So, I'm not going to try to explain what he means by that, but he is at least, by saying that, he's saying that there's something different now than in the times of the Rishonim. In the times of the Rishonim, they had hagashos. And we don't have our gasha, so that's useful in explaining why the Rishonim wouldn't mention the requirement for a bedika after a kesem tahor, because they had different arrangements. They had hargashos and we don't. So at least there's a that explains perhaps somewhat the reason why the Rishonim would be silent on the issue, and we would be speaking up about it, right? Rav Yashav, another poskim, would require a bedika. So he makes it relevant to Bizman Azeh. And what Rav Yashav points out, b'shasat chak, you can be soimich that because we don't have our gashas, amlam b'shasat chak, keishmach l'hakel kevin d'hari lo hirgash klum afilah hargashas retivus. So she could be mekel, she didn't have a hargasha. So therefore, once you don't have a hargasha, you're in derubanan land. It can never be a deraisa. And you could be mekel that you don't need to do bedika. That's b'shas adchak. But then he points out, now that we're going to be mekel, that you don't have to follow up a kesem tahor with a bedika. Don't reapply that during the Zayin Akim when there's a chiyuv to do bedikas, one in the morning, one before Beinu Shmashot. So if she finds a kesem during Zayin Akim, don't skip it, right? Don't use this kula that he just mentioned to skip a bedika that she's actually chayiv in, because she doesn't want to ruin her Zayin Akim. She doesn't want to ruin the days that she has up until now and have to start all over again. So he's being machmer, and then b'shasat chaki b'yimekul, and then with that kula, don't reapply that kula in the Zayin Akim when she finds a kesem to not do a bedika that she's chayiv in. Because of the Zayin Akim, one in the morning, one before Bein Hashemash. You shouldn't skip one of those because of the cool of it. And let us take a look at the Chedushim in Biurim, his Shita. Why Rav Yashav said that it's Rui Viratsoi that she does a Bedika. But the Chedushim in Biurim says that she is Chayev. Right, she's chayev to do a bedikah when she finds a kesem tohor. And where is he coming from? So the Chedushim Burim is holds that she's chayev because it's possible that she could. It's a kesem in haTorah. Right, it's possible that it's a kesem in haTorah, and therefore there's a chiyuv of bedikah to find out. So how does it become a kesem in haTorah? So if she put on a garment, and I guess especially today with tight Beged Zeya, and she knows all the events that occurred that occurred after she put on that clean garment, and she knows that there's no reason to be toilet, there's no other external source of dam, and she was hitul may reglaim in the interim as well, and then she finds a kesem. So she knows everything that happened. She has hitul mei reglaim. It was a clean garment. So he's choishish that with the hatalas mei reglaim that she had hargasha, but it was she mistakenly thought it was hargasha's mei reglaim. So now we have a kesem with a hargasha that would be tamei min haTorah. So therefore, she's chayav to check internally to clarify, because. So the problem is that, right? So he has a. It's possible he knows it's. It's he knows she knows that it's vada mikufa. She knows it's because she can't be toiled on any other external source. She had hatalas meir glaim, and we're choishes that there was argasha and it was masked, and therefore it's a kesem or safa kesem deraisen. She's chayav to check, and the problem with this is. Seems is that with a kesem that is masked, is that then why didn't the poskim rishonim? One of the problems with this is why didn't the poskim rishonim speak about this? It seems like it's a good argument, but why didn't they mention it? And the other is. If we're saying that they don't Nashim don't have hargasha, so then the Meir Glaim is masking a hargasha, but there are no hargashas today, right? I saw a Shevet Levi that wasn't in the packet. Shevet Levi said that it's good to check when you find a kesem tahor, and one of the cases he said was when. It was pachos mikigris va'od. In other words, she was tahor because she didn't have a sheer kesem. However, the kesem was larger than the dam that would come from a kina bisman hazeh. So though it was smaller than kigris va'od, the sheer the Chazal gave, and the Chassam Sofer says, it's, I think it's like a low plug, like they made it, it's like, once you have that sheer, it doesn't matter. The Chazal weren't goyzer in the instance when you don't have that sheer, like a just low plug, it doesn't matter the size of our kinim, but the Rav Wozner said that maybe the kina is maybe the amount of blood in the case that the amount of blood is less than kigris va'od, but it's greater than the amount of blood that would come from a kina bezman hazeh, and therefore you couldn't be toilet rightfully in a kina today because it's too much dam, even though it's less than kigris va'od. There he said it's tov that. That she does a bedika, even though it's technically tahor. But he said tzarech that she needs, she must, she used the lashon of tzarech to do a bedika on yom haveses, because right, she's expecting, right, on the Yom HaVeses, which we really didn't get up to, but the day that she's expecting her period to start, so then she needs to do a check to follow up, not just rely on the checking, but if she had a kesem on the Yom HaVeses, she should follow up a kesem tahor with a bdika, because she is expecting anyway. And then there was one other opinion over here, the Taharas Abayas. The Taharas Abayas said that if you have a kesem on a beged tzvua, so therefore it's going to be tahor, but it's yosir mikigris va'od, you have the shiur, and she's not ruggle with a kesem of this size, right? It's quite large. She's not ruggle with it, then she should follow up with a bedika. Even though she's tahor, because it's a kesem, and it's a kesem on a beged tzavua, but it's, I think he said it's larger, and she's not used to a kesem of, she should follow up with a bedika. So there we discussed today just what you do if you find a kesem tahor. Of course, there are poskim who are just outright, I think they're outright mekel, that since it's all called a tahor, so then she's good, and you know, she doesn't need to follow up a bedika. But here we discussed a couple of shitas of why maybe when there's a kesem tahor should be investigated with a bedika. Any questions? Okay, so yeah, sure. Shkoyach, thank you for joining, and Mr. Shem will continue. Have a great day. Okay. Sure. No problem. Thanks.